This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, ruchim habayim. Shana tova to everyone. So, Rav Elliot, I got your message. I have to be able to focus to respond. Thank you. We're continuing Mishabrua Daf HaShavua. We're in Simen Samach. We're at the end of Siv Dalet. The Mechaber brought down two opinions. He brought first the Yeshayim that mitzvos don't need kavana. That's the opinion of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yoina. He brought an opinion that mitzvos need kavana. That's the Bahag and the Rush. And the Shita, the Psak of the Mechaber, is V'chein Halacha. The Halacha is mitzvos, tzrichos, kavana. Says the Mishabura, Kosov HaMagen Avram, B'Shem HaRadvaz. The Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Radvaz, the Zedavka b'mitzvah d'oraisa, ava mitzvah d'rabbanan ein tzarach kavana. The psak of the Mechaber is only for biblical mitzvahs. For rabbinic mitzvahs, mitzvahs don't need kavana. So according to this, if you smell b'samim matzah Shabbos in the shul, and you mevarech bari b'samim, so Rav Shlomo Zalman says, well, when you come home to your house to make havdalah for yourself, could you make a bracha on b'samim? Because even though you are not mechavin in the bracha and the shul for a haidah, that you're obligated, if mitzvahs d'rabbanan ain't tzrichos kavana, you're ready yoytze. So if you're ready yoytze to make a havdalah bracha in the middle of the havdalah would be a hefsik. So maybe in that case, maybe you should first make besamim and then make hagafen. Or let's say eating matzah on the second day of Pesach and Chutz Aretz, which is midrabanan. Even those who hold mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana for drabanan, and therefore if you ate marar, and you didn't know it was marar, you're yoytze. But if you ate matzah, you didn't know it was matzah, you're not yoytze. Because in order not to mezalzel on the second day of Yom Tov, we'll say mitzvos tzrichos kavana even on drabanans. So even the shita that holds drabanans don't need kavana, but we're not going to say the same by Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. Ulefiza kol habrachos shem gam kin drabanan levad min berachas hamazon. All brachos which are midrabanan, besides benching imloy kivin behem latzeis yatzav b'diavad. But by the way, we don't hold this way. We hold drabanans need kavana. Many places in the Shulchan Aruch, it implies he argues on this. For example, now let's say you want to be moitzi your friend in a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says later on Sun Reishit Gimel that the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that even though brachas are midrabanan, you have to. The shomea has to be mechavein latzeis. That's what's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yotes. That berchas hagoymel, that you're mevarech to be moitzi your friend. If the shomea was mechavein latzeis, you yotza, even though he didn't answer amen, and that's by drabanan. That implies that you need to at least have in mind to be yotze with someone else's bracha. Now. What about Legabe Kiddush? Well, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're Mekadosh Beveisai and your friend hears the Kiddush, he's Yoytze. That's only if he was Mechavim Latzeis, says the Ber Halacha. According to the Magen Avraham, that mitzvos drabanan don't need Kavana, then maybe you don't have to have in mind. But again, it could be even if mitzvos drabanan don't need Kavana, but if you're being Yoytze Abracha, you have to have Kavana Latzeis. However, the Mishnah Berurah says,
would you have to have kavana to be yotze listening to the rabbanan?
Yeah, that's
mitzvah d'oraisa.
The what?
Would you have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa of listening to hachamim and doing mitzvah rabbanan?
You mean if you want to fulfill the d'oraisa of listening to the chachamim, do you have to be mechavein to be yotze the d'oraisa?
When I'm doing the mitzvah rabbanan, I'm being yotze the d'oraisa.
Okay, interesting question. My friend Dr. Pinchas Rotzlavsky asked, according to what we said last week, that if you have, let's say you put on tzitzis and you're not mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah, it's like you wore a dalet kamfos without tzitzis, right? So you're over an avera. Let's say a person learned Torah the whole day. He just forgot to do one thing. He forgot to mechaven to mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Not only doesn't he get the mitzvah, he was mevatel Torah the whole day, it would come out. You hear such a thing? He was mevatel Torah. The guy took off the whole day, the whole Monday. New Year's. So the guy took off from work, or he's learning the whole day. He just forgot to be mechavein. So now, not only doesn't he get credit, he and the guy watching football are on the same level. At least...
But
Well, we didn't see any. We didn't see such a thing yet. We didn't get there. We're going to see it soon. But right now, where we're holding, you know, that's sort of heightens the awareness of being aware to be mechavein to mekayim the mitzvahs. Now, the Bishvur says v'chem ibir agro b'sim tav peites masher gamkin she'in lechalik b'mitzvah d'oraisa l'mitzvah d'rabbanan. Aside from the fact that many places in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, that he argues on this, and he holds drabanans need kavana, the Bir Agro and Sim Tav Pei Tes is also mashma, we're not mechalek between Darais and drabanan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah here is not machria. What's the bottom line? Do drabanans need kavana? But according to Shar Tzion later on in Sim Tav Rei Sadi, writes that he was machria in Sim Samach, that indeed drabanans need kavana. And then later on, Sima Tav Reish Peh, the Mishnah Berurah also says, Mitzvahs Rabbanan Ni Kavana. So it would come out like this. You ate a banana. Bananas are very good. They're very high in potassium. And a guy made a bracha. He wasn't mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of making a bracha. Did he eat that banana without making a bracha? Or maybe he wasn't yotzei the mitzvah of making a bracha, but he did make a bracha. Same thing with Talmud Torah. On the other hand, we saw that when it comes to tzitzis, then it might be considered, and likewise regarding sukkah, is it like eating out of the sukkah? There is such a svara. Now, v'dad, the kazamang and ram the kaman misim tav peites if katan chest. After Shulchan Aruch pasal alach mitzvos tzrichas kavana. Even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins that mitzvot tzrichas kavana im kein hecha shalai kivim bepam rishayna. If you were not mechamin the first time, tzach lachsav lasas mitzvah, you got to do it again. So you remember like that. The guy took a lulav of an esrog. He didn't have in mind, I have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah of lulav of an esrog. Now somebody sent me a shayla. Do you need to be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, or is it enough to be mechavin to mekayim a mitzvah? Or do you formally have to think of which mitzvah you're being mekayim? I'm not sure. But so now you have to go back and do it again. Afal pikein lo yivarech oidolat. Now I want to point out another thing. Remember, the Bir Halacha said that Shita Mitzvot Tzrichas Kavana is Midairaisa Mitzvot Tzrichas Kavana. So if you're Mesupik, whether you're Mechavin or not, you have to go back and do it again. However, Lo Yivarech Oid Olei, you don't make another Bracha Shel. Inyan Bracha, regarding a Bracha, Tzarech Lacha Shadasa Yeshom, you have to be concerned with the Yeshom, She'in Tzarech Kavana, you don't need Kavana, Va'ayim Beber Halacha. Now we're getting up to the svara that everybody's been waiting for. Because, I mean, according to what we're learning, are Jews fulfilling mitzvos of the Torah? So you say, well, if you learned Siman Samach and you know mitzvos Tzrichas Kavana, then at least you know to have Kavana. But there are many mitzvos we do that are very quick, you know? You just mekayim the mitzvah of Zechir Zizem. Did you stop for a moment? You know, every time you say Birchas HaTorah, were you mechamin to mekayim Birchas HaTorah? And what about all the drabanans? So comes the Chaya Adam basically with a life-saving, we'll call it a b'diavet. V'da'oid, you should know further. Kasav chayidam kal samachas. Demadim etzarchino leilach suvasas ha-mitzvah. That which we make you go back and do the mitzvah again. Hayin b'makom sheyesh lislo she'asiyah rishon lo hisol shei mitzvah. That's if you could argue that the first time you did it was not l'shem mitzvah. Kagoyin b'tkia. Let's say you're blowing shofar she'hoisa l'islamed. Let's say you're blowing shofar as practice. Or you're learning va'aschanan. So in a situation where you can make the case that you were doing something else, that's when you should go back and do it. If you're saying Shema the way we do, or you're eating matzah during the seder, you're blowing shofar from the shul, v'nata lulav, afal pishal kiven latzis yatsa. Even though you did not have kavana, you're yoytze. Shari mishum za oisa. Why else are you doing it? Kedei lotze is to be yoytze. Afal pisha inu mechavein. Even though you're not mechavein, ad kan l'shaynoi. So the Chayadim has a life-saving chiddush. That if we cannot, there's no reasonable other alternative why you're doing it. Why did I get up early? It's New Year's. I got up early to go to shul. What? To do nothing? I'm going there to do what I need to do, to do the mitzvahs. Now, that means the Chayadim is saying, you're yoytzei. Are you yoytzei chadchila? No way, not a chance. Are you yoytzei? You're yoytzei. Now, the Shaar Tzion later on, Sin Reish Lamates writes, on the words of the Chayadim, that the reason why you're yoytzei is because when you're going to daven, mistama you're mechavin to mekayim what the rabbis want you to do. What about regarding the mitzvah saseh of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Shaar Tzion explains that according to the Chayadim, even if you are not mechaven, you're yoytzei when you say the third parsha of Shema. But that's only if you're saying Shema al Seder HaTfilah. But if you're davening Shema before Tzeisei Kechavim, but let's say like this. Let's say a guy davens, let's say Friday night. Friday night, most people daven Marav before the Zman. They know to say over the three parshiyos after the Zman. Why are they saying it over the after the Zman? To Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shema. So you can't say that, I also get the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, because what else am I doing? What do you mean, what else are you doing? You're in Mekayim, the mitzvah of Shema, that's why you're doing it. In other words, the din that we could say, why else am I doing this, other than to get the mitzvah, only applies when you're doing it, bizmanoi, in the shul, so you could say, whatever I need to do, I'm doing. But once you're repeating the Shema, and we have an explanation why you're paying the Shema, because you weren't yotze the mitzvah of Shema, because you said before the Zman, you'll get the mitzvah of Shema if you're not mechavein, you won't get the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because you can't say, what else am I doing? We know what you're doing. You're trying to be mechavein in the mitzvah of three parshas of Shema. That's what the Shaar Tzion says.
Why are you yotze in shul? I don't understand why you're yotze in shul then. In shul also, I have to be part of Shema, but I'm...
Because it seems like in shul...
I'm saying Shema, that's why I'm saying it.
In shul, you're being mechavein to mekayim k'may shetiknu chachamim.
So same thing over here.
No, I'm not putting myself in the... Yeah, you want to do it, maybe, you want to do what the chacham said? You should have davened at the right time. You didn't daven at the...
I am now. I'm saying Shema at the right time then.
No.
That's k'may shetiknu.
No. You didn't do k'may shetiknu. You already didn't do k'may shetiknu. So you can't tap into that program of k'may shetiknu. Now you're doing your own program. You're making up for not having done k'may shetiknu. So you say, why else am I saying Shema other than to be yotzei zechiras yetzias mitzrayim? No, not why else. I know I'm doing it to be mekayim Shema. It seems like you can only tap in k'may shetiknu if you do it, it's like you have to do it the program. The program is in shul. We'll have to see, look it up. Simon Reish Lamates, Sivkat and Beis, and the Shaar Tzion. Yeah, I hear it. Not Pashat. says the Mishnah Berurah, where it's clear based on the context, but stama, if we can have any context, you're definitely not yotze. The chozel inyan b'di'eved. The chayadam is a b'di'eved. Aval chadchila v'aday tzorach li'zoyer l'chavin koydam kol mitzvah. Lotzeis yidei choyves ha-mitzvah. V'chein etiku kol achreinim esifreyim. L'chadchila before you mekayim any mitzvah. So does that mean before shachris, I should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of shachris? Yeah. Does that mean before mincha, I should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah mincha? Yeah. Does that mean before Marav, I should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah Marav? Yes. Does that mean before Suda Shabbos, I should be mechavin to mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos? Uh-huh. Rabbi Isai, Uru Yishena Mishinascham. That's the general message, that many people, there's a statement, a maxim, when it comes to self-delusion, every man is a genius. Many people think that we're on a very high level of performance of mitzvahs, and you learn one sif in Shulchan Aruch, and you see that how many mitzvahs do we do a day? We could do thousands of mitzvahs. How many of them do we do l'chadchila? From now on, we're going to try to do more l'chadchila. Again, b'di'eved, there's a shita l'chayadam. L'chadchila, now it sounds like, from the second line, the Mishnah Fuzel, kol habrachoy shehem gamken drabanan. According to the shita that drabanans don't need kavana, you're yoytze. But we hold drabanans do need kavana. So I guess the shaila is, do you need to be mechavein before you make a bracha on fruit or whatever you eat, that you're being mechavein to mekayim the mitzvah of making a bracha? Ayin b'chayadam klal chaf aleph v'der chachayim huchas krishma v'masa rav. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Okay, we'll see everyone tomorrow, 9 o'clock. Rabbi Elliot, I'll try to get to your question. Yeah.
Does kavana of a bracha, just the appearance of milas of a bracha, is that kavana of a mitzvah?
No.
So what exactly is kavana of a mitzvah?
Kavana of a mitzvah is, I have in mind to mekayim this mitzvah.
So, asher kidishano v'mitzvah yisav v'tzivano, if I know those words mean, that doesn't count as kavana of the mitzvah?
You want to know, does a birchas ha-mitzvah count as kavana for a mitzvah? If I'm not mistaken, there's a ritva that says a svara like that. But from the simple halacha, you would think if that was the case, that somebody would have said that, that this only applies by mitzvahs that you don't make a bracha. For example...
Well, you have to have kavana on the bracha also. I mean, kavana on the bracha, I'm...
Yeah, no, but the bracha is the drabana. That's a halbatsara, right? And some shittas hold drabanans don't need kavana. But the question is, for sukkah, here we're talking about sukkah, what's the big thing, whether you had kavana for sukkah? You made a bracha. It's only talking about if you forgot to make a bracha. It's only... Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll continue. Yeah. Okay. Kol tov. Be well. Be well. Hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.